This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Trans youth in Colorado could be barred from gender-affirming surgery under an initiative that is qualified for the fall ballot. The Secretary of State's office says that proponents of Initiative 110 have submitted the required number of signatures. The same group is also behind a measure to require school children and college athletes to compete on teams that match their sex assigned at birth. Currently, Colorado law protects both gender-affirming care and the ability of youth to participate in sports based on their gender identity. With more record-breaking temperatures across Colorado this week, with highs in the 80s and 90s, the snow drought is expected to continue. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
For the past decade, climatologists have been recording rising winter temperatures, less precipitation, and earlier arrivals of spring-like weather. It's a somewhat new phenomenon that researchers only a decade ago dubbed a snow drought. Daniel McAvoy is a climatologist with the nonprofit Desert Research Institute in Nevada.
A warm and wet snow drought is when you have warmer temperatures, still have precipitation, but have low snow.
Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming are all affected. He emphasizes that early personal and civic water conservation efforts can help ahead of what's expected to be a dry spring and summer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
It hit 80 degrees at DIA today. Forecasters say it's only Denver's 16th 80-degree day in March, going back to 1872.